Hello, we're reading chosen excerpts from the document of the work in Faith Above Reason. You can ask questions live.
The concept of Faith Above Reason is the principal concept on which the entire system, spiritual system, that we have to attain is founded. This system exists with respect to us, relative to us. We have to enter it. We have to open it up. We have to feel it, live it, feel it. And that's why this term has to be closer and closer to us, more understood, better felt, better perceived in us. Therefore, anyone who doesn't understand should ask. Anyone who doesn't feel should ask, should look for ways to feel it. And in this way, we'll come closer to it. The term is an extremely spiritual one. It's called, it means to prefer to be in bestowal over reception. It means to prefer to bestow to the Creator instead of bestowing to my own ego. And that means to make such a calculation wherein the Creator is the one who has to gain something and not me. And in this way, we need to see our advancement. We need a few more lines in that. In essence, the entire system, the entire wisdom of Kabbalah is built on this principle, simply the principle of bestowal, since our bestowal is on top of reception. That's why it's called faith above reason. Don't be shy, ask, and as much as possible, try to come closer to this term, this concept. Questions? Thus far. Don't be ashamed. Gershon, are you ashamed? No. Simply nothing to ask. Vlad also. Well, talents.
Hello, Rav. How can I see whether I'm really in faith above reason?
If you explain to me what is faith and what is reason, I'll teach you how to check if you are in faith above reason, or in faith below reason, or in reason separate from faith, and so on and so forth. The relationship between faith and reason. But explain to me, what is faith and what is reason?
Reason is my will to receive. And above reason means that I want to be not in my will to receive, but in the desire to the upper, not for myself, but for his sake.
Yeah?
It's something that disappears all the time.
And that's how it's going to be until the end of correction. That's what you have to get used to, these concepts. Disappear. It's not that you forget about them and that they're not in you, but specifically on this, all the Shimo work and change, that's what you have to constantly renew, the concept of faith and above reason, bestowal above reception.
I understand that.
I hope that everyone is participating.
I understand that we have to add the greatness of the Creator all the time, the greatness of the friends, but
that's a means how to be in faith, in bestowal, above reception.
How do I advance from faith to above reason to a higher point of it?
By greatness, the greatness of bestowal above the greatness of reception. The greatness of reception is in you, it's your nature, you know it, you feel it, you're in it. It's you.
You need
to find your I to peel it, to detach it from itself, from yourself, and to attach it to the Creator. First of all, to think about the Creator. Think. It's relatively easy, neutral. To do that brings me pleasure, meaning you're not going in order to bestow or such things disconnected from the desire. Rather, think about the Creator who is bringing me pleasure. That's clear, right? That's you can do. Now, while I'm thinking about the Creator, I'm enjoying myself. When I'm thinking about Him, I not only enjoy, I feel that I'm positioned in the right direction. Are you with me? The right direction. Now, when I'm in the direction of the Creator and I think about Him and I want to do something for Him, to think about Him, what is my state then? Is it good or bad? Kind of the starting point. What states I find myself in life? Either I have more light or a little bit more darkness. The question is, am I thinking from each state about the Creator, that being adhered to Him is the best state? Do I think about Him because I feel bad, and if I think good about Him, it feels good to me? That's religious. I think about the Creator and thank God that it exists. Or when I feel bad or I feel good, regardless, I think of Him because He... If I think about Him, I aim myself at Him, I bring myself closer to Him, simply towards Him. Everything about Him, without any connection to me, I give Him contentment. I influence Him, bestow Him. So it's possible that I bestow in a state where I feel good in life. I think about Him, I bestow to Him. Or instead I feel bad, and then I bestow to Him. Do I bestow to Him because it makes me feel good? Or is it enough that I only bestow to Him, and I don't care whether I feel good or bad as a result? So I have all those discernments here. Now, through all those exercises, we come close to a state where I am gradually disconnecting from my I, and I'm thinking about Him. Not in order to run away from the bad, when I disconnect of myself and I think about Him. Rather, in any case, I don't even care about it. I don't even want to feel good or bad, because if I run away to Him out of the bad, it's egoistic. If I run away towards Him out of that, I seemingly rise above the good things. Is it correct? Why? And so on and so forth. So the question is, where am I? In what states can I truly reach a state where I do two actions on myself? Restriction, I'm empty, or I'm full, and whatever states I'm going through, I wish to be adhered to Him. That's it. All the thoughts about Him, all the desires towards Him, all the actions, the deeds towards Him, alone. Gradually, that's how I scrutinize things until I come to a decision. What exactly do I need in order to be in bestowal to Him above my own reason, what I feel in my heart and mind? This is the meaning of reaching faith above reason. Also, along the way, we'll have to build a complete mechanism called Tzimtzum, Masach, Ochzer, raising of the Rishimot, Man, and so on and so forth.
Rav, suppose you know what you have to do, you feel what you have to do, just a bit, but you're not doing it.
Also fine, you feel that you're not doing. So you have a scrutiny, okay, and why aren't you doing?
If you really see, you understand that you don't really want to. You can't really explain, but you see that you don't want to.
Just so what do you want from me?
And also you don't want this world. You see that you know what you have to do. But
this is the meaning of between heaven and earth. You're willing to disconnect from this world, but you're still not cleaved to that other world. From the world of Kabbalah, you seemingly came out, you rose from it, but you didn't reach the world of bestowal. Okay, so what?
How do you use the 10 in this situation in order to be...
Exactly, that's exactly the place where without the help of the friends, building of the group, you won't be able to advance.
And you see that 30 years and it's still not...
Whatever was in the past is not what we're faced with now. A few months ago, we've entered a new time, a new era. And this is because of several reasons. The world, the Shemot, and sure, we've entered a new period. You can't take into consideration 30 years. We're not talking about what was. Every moment that's passed had to pass in this way. You must agree to it with all your heart and mind. Otherwise, you're not adhered to the Creator, to no one besides Him.
How do you use the 10 here?
Specifically, in states where you feel that you have nothing more to add from yourself, it's certain that here you need to have a 10. You're simply shown that. It might not be felt yet. You might not have a true need for the 10. You don't have that real need. You'll see, where is the life preserve, the rope that you lower down to the friends? So each one would feel like that, or he disappears. That's still ahead of us. Yep. For the time being, the need is artificial, but it's written that you have to do it. A need has to come either from the will to receive or the will to bestow. So we expect to feel from the will to bestow. We now wish to work, to cleave to the Creator, to think about Him, to reach faith above reason. But all of this, behind all of that, still stands our ego. Our ego. When we will begin to think that by that, or through that, or with that, we are still in a state that's before the true implementation, then we will discover that we have to perform these actions that were before. It used to be I disconnect from myself, wants to connect myself to the Creator. I will feel that I must do all of this only inside the group, inside the 10. And not in any other shape or form. Then I will see that without doing it through the 10, even with all these terms, the faith above reason, and all the influences, I'm nevertheless inside my will to receive. Inside my will to receive. I seemingly pulled in all the wisdom of Kabbalah to my will to receive, and I begin to cook everything in it. I speak nicely, I understand what's written, seemingly in these excerpts. But in practice, nothing yet is happening. I can build this model, this template, above reason, below reason, bestowal, reception. But the practical implementation will not take place until the sons of Israel side from the work. And then, we will need to arrange the group and the work in a real way and demand that first. And then again, we'll be back to all these exercises, but out of a 10. Whereas now, you're still doing it. Each one of us is doing it from within himself. And if he remembers the 10, it's only artificially. Either the Creator sends him that thought, or the friends remind him.
French.
That's how it is. French.
Do you know if it's important to identify the state and the work that we should do at each moment from the Creator? Because if yes, I have a proposal.
We must be aware in each moment to the state we're in, relative to bestowal, relative to the Creator.
Ken?
Okay, I was not seeing me.
Yes?
So the proposal is to make a scale of five states and five works to do at each moment, from the heaviest to the lightest, so we can check and know exactly what is the work we should do at each moment of the day. I can see what is my state now and what is the work I am supposed to do in order to attain faith above reason. I have such a list.
I can agree with you with my heart and soul on the condition that you bring us verses. Where is it written? And then we'll all learn it from the source. Okay? Anything and everything that you wish to bring into our study, I will be very happy, as long as there is a source between us and we're trying to understand what is written in it. Source material is all the Kabbalists of all the generations, with a special emphasis on Baal Salam and Rabash.
The more I try to bestow to the Creator, the more I feel myself as a zero.
I don't think I should say it. If you think about your ego, then you consider it as zero. It's not zero. The ego constantly grows. We grow above it. And specifically, by this elevated ego, we develop faith, greater degrees of faith, because it grows above reason. Only in this way do we develop.
If I try to all the time work above my own ego,
eventually the ego awakens and demands some kind of compensation because it works on empty. Yes, because each and every time it reaches greater and greater,
it's not working on empty.
States.
It keeps coming.
Specifically because by it you can develop, grow the fourth force of faith. Let's put it this way. The ego is the form of a man like he is as a statue. You have to cover it with the force of bestowal on the outside, faith on the outside and reception on the inside. The more the ego grows in its different forms and its different subtleties, that suppose you start seeing in this statue, you start seeing legs, hands, fingers, hair. Meaning, you start seeing things more and more precisely. By that, you can bring the cover of faith, of bestowal, without the force of reception growing on the inside, your ego, in different ways. How will you build opposite this, the force of bestowal? Upon what? Therefore, we have to be grateful, thankful for this ego. And the Creator, He's inside the ego. He arranges it. He all the time knows in what reshimot, in what stages, in regard to each and every one, and the tense. It's an entire field that is constantly managing us, controlling us, in our ever-growing, rising ego. And so, we have to be very alert to the different forms of the growing ego. And upon that, in regard to that, we have to all the time suit our measure of bestowal. And not to jump, because otherwise you're like in space. But this is how it works. Love covers for all crimes. And if there are no crimes, there's no love. Okay, so what's going on with Moscow today, Kiev? Oh, we can see them. Good. Again, please always show me groups that have questions. Okay. We had someone there. Who is that? I heard you say, and something that really confused me, and I'm grateful for it. You said that once you have nothing to add to the friends, this is the...
I said it today?
Yeah, just now. So I'm asking, what is that place?
He heard it, so I didn't understand.
Once you have nothing to add to the friends, this is the place where...
I didn't say that. I agree that you said that you heard it, but agree with me that I didn't say it this way.
Thank you.
Who else?
Giuseppe from Italy is asking.
Wait, he's here, no? There's another one. You asked or someone else?
How to understand?
It doesn't matter.
What work should we do in the ten, and how do we do it?
Look, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, typically, the study comes in several stages for each and everything. If you study something, then you go to something else, then a few steps later you come back to it again. But on top of those stages that you just went through and the changes you've been through, that's how it's happening. We've learned about the ten, the center of the ten. We try to touch it. We saw that it doesn't attract us so much. It disappears. Okay. We went a little bit to faith above reason. A few more topics you have to go through, then come back to it again. But it'll come back in a more practical manner. And that's how you advance. Don't worry, everything will follow the
the plan, the higher plan. Not that I decide anything, but however you twist it, that's how it'll happen.
Above reason is above what you feel.
Hold on, why is it above your feeling? It's full of feeling. It's full of feeling, but it's a different kind of feeling. It's, when I appreciate and I consider the ability to bestow to the Creator, when it becomes important in me to bestow to Him. Let's say that you have a person in front of you and you suddenly discover that he's important to you. Right, like that guy that wants to think about that girl. She became important in his eyes. Remember that example? A child, let's say, a 10-year-old. Suddenly he begins to think about her. She becomes important the moment he thinks about her. He enjoys the thought. So what's your question?
This is within reason. When a person acts this way, he does it because it's pleasant to think about this. And he thinks about it out of his own ego. Even for him, obviously, this idea, love, that's the detached, disconnected from his ego, this is how it seems to him. Look at all the beautiful literature and everything.
Everyone appreciates such relationships, such platonic relationships, disconnected from self-pleasure. For us, nevertheless, something you can compare it to. And we had that work about it and the scrutiny. When I think about the Creator, it feels good, pleasant to think about Him. Remember that? It's also an example of something that's making a return after a while. And it feels nice. I feel pleasant. You can say it's egoistic. Yes, it's egoistic. But nevertheless, this is the new direction. And beforehand, I didn't have any connection to it. Now I have emotional connection. As you said, that doesn't come out of the feeling.
Okay, I can tell that to myself, but still, it's clear to me that it's inside, within the ego.
Yeah, we also spoke about it. We're not rising to a spiritual world. It's still within the ego. But nevertheless, this is called Lolishma. But nevertheless, it's me, maybe there's a group in the middle, the Creator. And there's a new state. Someone became important to me in my life. I don't know who, what, but something became important. An object, you could say, about the Creator. It became important to me. Previously, it was not even within my field of vision.
It's simply when my feeling is detached from this important thing, you understand that this is your limit.
No, it's not the limit, not the boundary. Try in the friends, with the friends, to arrange this term, this concept, not image, not persona, but this concept. If the friends will talk to you about it, you'll begin to receive the attitude towards it, the importance. It will begin to be arranged in your awareness.
It's simply in the past few days, I feel that the group is in a certain state where there's no feeling toward bestowal, toward nothing. And in this nothing, you have no ability of enlivening anything.
Excellent.
So in this point, it's clear to you that there is a disconnection between this and your nature.
That's already progress.
So in that point, you don't care about anything. No matter what happens.
So you see that unless you're activated by your will to receive, by your ego, you are not active. You cannot do anything. Yeah? And?
There's no and. This is exactly the point where there's no and.
There is.
There's nothing.
And if together with the group you begin to draw strength from above, demand from the Creator to supply the feeling, to provide a certain shape, image, scrutiny, why not?
Really? Because there's no motivation. Nothing.
If there's nothing, let it go and see that you won't advance until you do it. If you wish to bestow or to influence the Creator, you have a 10. From within the 10, you can influence Him. From the center of the 10, you'll begin to then discover what is the center between us. That's it. But here you will see to what extent the Creator is forcing you, because He's doing all the steps, He's preparing you. You know, like they teach a baby how to walk. Take his foot, place it forward, and take another foot, and you place that forward, and that's what it is. That's what He's doing with us. So, like it or not, you will find the center of the 10, and how to turn from within to the Creator, and how to... You'll feel how he is there in connection with that point. Everything will come. Everything will come. Just hurry up in order to make it in time for the great assembly, great Congress.
You said whether you like it or not, you'll find the center of the 10, but you have to hurry.
You can do it in a chishen or a beito.
But you said that only when you feel the despair, when the children of Israel sighed and so on.
No, you can advance from despair or from joy. From the greatness of the goal, the greatness of the Creator. If you start to talk about it, the influence of the environment on a person, then you will want to advance.
So what does it mean, start talking on the inside? What is that?
This is called influence of the environment on a person, on each one from the 10.
Practically, I mean, I sit on the morning lesson, everything's clear here, and then when you're at home, for example, we meet during the day, we listen to the excerpts, but I don't feel... At least I don't feel this inner conversation about what you're talking.
Because for the time being, you're not working on the connection between you, because you don't have the necessity, the need to turn to the Creator. First of all, the Creator is the one who seemingly obligates you to connect. Because connection for what? Just like in our world, nobody understands. Why do they need connection? What will we get out of it? By nature, we don't want. We want to actually drift apart and egoistically exploit each and every one. When do we need the connection? When, out of necessity, reluctantly, you have to turn to the Creator. What would I do? I would put you in a cell. How do you call it, Nessie? A cage. A hole. Isolation, right? That's for... It's a good thing. 2 meter by 2 meter. It's enough for 10 people. He says it's enough. That's it. Put everyone there. And out of lack of choice, you'll begin to look for ways to turn to the Creator. So the Creator is giving you the state and the condition that you don't, or you can't see the state in your life. So He shows it to you through suffering. Meaning, in practice, until this world, what we get is the judgment, the dinim, that place people into such things. But why? What for?
So how do you do this isolation exercise?
Talk about it. Talk about it. Start depicting these things. Start from the end. What our cries to the Creator, that's what saves us. That's certainty. And this is called raising of man. Look how it's written about it in the Torah. What do we need? In what way do we need to be between us so that connection will be felt as one point that connects everyone? And in this one point, what do we need to feel? What certain deficiency called man towards the Creator? How do we come to generating this deficiency? Start cooking the state.
When you're saying talk about it, what do you mean in the simplest way? I come out of the morning lesson. The next time I talk to the friends, it's on the next morning lesson. I have no other time to talk to them.
So talk here. What do you want from me? By tomorrow, you need to write each one. You need to write a plan for a meeting of the group of the 10 to scrutinize the common deficiency between you that will be felt truly is a deficiency that you are raising to the Creator. One, as one man in one heart. A heart is the feeling of the deficiency. That's it. What do you need to feel in the heart? A deficiency to bestow to the Creator. How our common heart will feel a deficiency to bestow to the Creator as a true heartache. Okay?
Ken.
The center of the ten and the Creator, it feels almost like one and the same. So to try and separate these two feelings?
Yeah, of course. It cannot be as one because the center of the ten is the connection between you. In the center of the ten, there can be feelings, data, but it's yours. The Creator is the one who's above the center of the ten, the upper one, above all these desires and thoughts, the one who receives it. And then from the point of the center of the ten, you raise a request to him. This is called man. You want to receive from him the force of bestowal. May nukvin, maim is bina, nukva is malchut. And you want to tie your malchut, your desire, with bina. So, in truth, malchut will be like bina in the tendency to bestow with its coarseness. And the Creator will give the force, the power, so that a part of the coarseness of malchut will receive or acquire a screen that would work, so it would work like a force of bestowal. And it's a wonder, indeed, that the will to receive begins to work opposite to itself in bestowal. This we have to ask for. Start working on it. Start talking about it. That's how it'll happen. Today, you try throughout the day to write about the kind of meeting that you need to have tomorrow. So you will come to the center of the ten, the creation, the formation of the true deficiency, and turn together from within that deficiency to the Creator until he feels it and answers you. You wait and you demand for him to answer on the spot. So each one should write such program for tomorrow, and tomorrow we will do it. But each one, you will see how much it works. Don't talk to one another. Don't be impressed by one another. Each one should do it by himself.
Tov. Oh, Kiev.
Okay, Kiev.
Hello, dear Rav. 15 minutes or 20 minutes ago, you said that we have until the big Congress to be able to do something. We have to learn how to work with the center of the 10. If you can elaborate.
To rise to faith above reason. To rise to the force of bestowal, which is disconnected from the force of reception. This is the meaning of crossing the machsom, crossing the tzimtzum, the restriction. For the first time ever to disconnect from the nature of this world and be connected, be adhered to something, at least to some extent, to the Creator, or to the upper world, which is one and the same.
No?
Расскажите, пожалуйста, поподробнее, как это делать.
If you can tell, please, more elaborately how to do it, what you just said.
We talked about it. Also, as Terence asked, how do we do it? Yell from your seats without a microphone. Where do we begin from? Shout. Annulment. Annulment is just a word. What is it? He's asking, how do we reach, with what stages do we come to faith above reason? We've been talking about it for 40 minutes. Did you re-listen to yesterday's lesson? Who did? Majority did not. So until tomorrow, you re-listen to yesterday's lesson, you try to listen to today's lesson, and you make a plan for tomorrow's lesson. Novosibirsk.
Good morning, dear Rav.
No. Stop with the dear Rav.
What do we need this neutral state for? As though the ego has already exhausted itself, understanding that it won't bring you anywhere. There's the 10, and there's a feeling that there's no, like, organ or body that can bring this 10 together. You simply can't ask. What exactly are you supposed to ask of the Creator? What ultimatum to give him, or what should we do? This neutral state, it simply causes suffering.
We only advance by our ego. And the bigger it is, the faster and the further we'll advance. He who is greater than his friend, his ego is greater. The Creator does nothing from the side of bestowal, faith, beautiful things, nothing. He does only one thing. He's got a faucet, and he opens the ego, so more of it will be revealed, and more, and it's enough. And you feel this ego, and you work from within that. That's our entire work, above the ego. When we wish to rise above it, but we use it. We can't run away from it. We also don't want to. On the contrary, we correct it entirely in order to bestow. This is the meaning of the death angel is becoming the holy angel. And then we see that nothing was created for nothing. So what we need is the correct attitude to all the good things and the bad things that we are going through. Do not erase anything, and we'll succeed. Novosibirsk.
So what follows is that my ego brought me to the 10. And now how can I conquer the 10 with the ego in order to rise even higher? Some kind of place to put pressure on is missing. There's like a 10 and a kind of emptiness. You have nothing to grab hold of.
Right. There's up ahead a certain goal. A certain flower that you wish to reach. If you discover in your ego that you wish to swallow this flower, then you advance. What do you need? You need from here, from the flower, a certain nice feeling should shine for you, and it will awaken your deficiency here. So you would want to advance. Meaning, if they only shine deficiencies to you, then you simply feel bad, and you've got nothing in life. Only a big question mark. Why am I alive? What for? What do I get out of it? Etc. If they shine a light to you from the goal, then you feel good. You're drawn to it. The Creator constantly plays with these things, either more light or less light. By that, you find yourself in certain positions. And that's how you advance. If you want to advance in the correct way, you have to build here something very simple. You have to extract this alternate current. You have to transform it into direct current. That's what you need. So you need to build here this Wilson bridge. Yeah?
Miyasher Zerem.
The current aligner. And then you get always plus here and here minus, and that's how you'll advance. Then you won't have a sense, you'll receive the ascent plus and the descent minus, else one, because everything will go into one direction. This is the meaning of the darkness will shine as light. We can come to that. How do we come to that? By being in a group. In the group, where does Rabash write? One goes up, one goes down, just like dancing or jumping. We have a circle, we hold each other's hands, each one is jumping up and down, but in general, we are all, we find ourselves in a certain advanced form. That's what we have to do. Where is it clarified? In the center of the 10. There, it's the entrance to the spiritual world. When 10 do this kind of work, they come to a point where they have this common force, and then they begin to become bestowers. And there's nothing that can resist them, because the entire system is built in this way. That they were given this, they were entrusted with this, and the Creator receives, accepts, and keeps the orders of the creator, of the creature. That's the meaning of the creature raising man, and he becomes the landlord instead of the creator. I sold myself with the Torah, it says. The Torah is the plan of creation, the plan of the correction of creation. I was sold with it. Meaning the creator is, after you finished everything, he gives the person the key, and we have to do this inner point. This inner point is called Adam. Man. Adam. We need to start working in it. This is the meaning of as one man in one heart. If we enter it, into it, we enter it, truly enter into it, that's it. This is the path to the Creator. And either way, we can shout and cry out. It's not going to do any good, because ultimately he hears only from the ten.
Argentina.
No, Miguel.
Hola, Rob. Pareciera que todo.
Hello, Rob. It seems that everything's connected to the center of the ten and to the connection between the friends, to faith above reason, to the revelation of the Creator. It seems that everything's connected in such a way that everything's happening in the same action, everything's happening simultaneously, or is there like the cascading of things that one's activated by the other?
No, everything starts from the central point and we all advance like that. You have no one that falls off of the plan. Everyone is inside this program. It's one big giant computer that's working constantly and in a well-oiled manner from the beginning of creation to the end. Okay, what do we do?
Yesterday, at the end of the lesson, you told Niv that Israel, Orayta, and Kuchabrichu are one. And you emphasized are one.
So the adhesion in the center of the tent.
And now you told Shaul and Fabrizio that there's a certain order of things. There's not one, but there's a certain process.
This process starts from the first degree of the ladder and ends in the last degree of the ladder. It's all in the center of the ten, relative to how much we unite ourselves, all of us together, more and more, until we reach the full correction. But in that is the entire correction.
Because yesterday at the end of the lesson he gave us a task. Walk around all day with the feeling that everything's one.
Is that new?
No, but now you told Shaul that as if we have to break it down into details, and from what you told Fabrizio just now, it's all cause and consequence.
What can you think of one if you don't feel it as three different components that you make them into one artificially? They cannot by nature. They're different. According to the goal you ascribe to them, they become as one.
So this is what I wanted, if you can explain this a bit, how to on the one hand see it as one and on the other hand in parallel to see all the factors.
Israel, is that the same? No, Israel is the egoist, the big egoist.
The sum total.
The sum total of the ego. that the totality of the ego that yearns because of the spark in his heart, yearns to reach the goal. This is Israel. From the start. It's called Israel according to that spark, not according to the ego that's in it. That's Israel. Oraita. Oraita are lights that come a certain way according to the program, and they work on this point, on the desire around that point, which is the point in the heart. The light works on the heart and on the point in the heart. And carefully measured, proper way, grows the ego and grows the point, shines to the point. And they're constantly in this state, a little bit more here, a little bit more there, a little bit more here, a little bit more there. Ascent, descent. I yearn for something, I dislike something. This is Oraita. This is the light that comes according to the program, the software, the way it's planned to bring all of creation and each and every part in it to the final state. And Kodesh Baruch Hu. In truth, Kodesh Baruch Hu is our final state. It's both the source that we yearn for, it's the source of our powers, our example, our standard. Everything is in it. So we have Israel, Oraita, Kodesh Baruch Hu as a goal. What's not clear here? Of course it's three. But three, as Baal Shalom writes, that are one. Anyone yearning for the truth is constantly connecting them together into one concept. But even when he does it, it will never be one. It's only according to the effort of the point in the heart with the will to receive it's working on. That's how it sees itself in the best possible state, the ideal state. But that state is not one where everything disappears. Rather, all three will be as one, but not one. What will be after that, after the end of correction? I don't know. We are now moving with you through a process, the likes of which never happened in humanity before. A big group begins to hear, not that it's being talked to, but begins to hear and begin to rise with such heavy reshimot in a state that's suitable for the whole world, for the shattering. Let's see what will happen next. Oh, Moscow woke up.
Good morning. I have a non-standard question. Why are we relating to the Creator as if we want to be in adhesion with Him, love Him, and so on, but we behave like a woman that's with other, that she's with other men, and she tells her husband, love me as I am, and she's not afraid of anything because she knows that her husband loves her.
Okay, that's how he sees it. Okay, fine. We relate to the Creator the way we depict Him on that whole state, really. It's very hard to hold on to the Creator in the true way. Of course, in the beginning, it's something I don't even want to hear about. I can't take it into consideration. It's not in my field of vision, my field of feeling, my sensory field. It doesn't exist. I understand me, the friends, the forces of nature around me. You can say that. But what creator? That's a problem, because the creator means that I'm starting to take this upper cause, this causal force into consideration, and is controlling me. I need to relate to it a certain way. I need to enter into mutual work with it. I don't have these Rishimo in me, and I don't have the necessity for it. So, that's who I am today. I have no need for the Creator. No real need. It's best if there was just nature and I would be inside of nature and that's it. Because I still don't feel in my hand any possibility of bestowing and receiving, entering some mutual work with Him. And this will take time. Until we begin to feel Him. And also, we don't feel Him right away, rather, we feel Him through the Pharaoh, which is the opposite form of Him, through various messengers, until He's truly revealed. And when He's revealed, even then, it's not so clear how He's revealed. It will take time. But it doesn't matter how you relate to it. The important thing, as much as possible, is Israel, Ohayta Kodesh Baruch Hu. These three components have to be held, kept in one's field of vision, and not let them go.
Croatia.
In order to reason, we need to first know what is within reason. So, what does it mean to be within reason in the ten? Because it seems like we are most of the time, if not all of the time, below reason.
Below reason means that I am working, I am using not my own reason, but others' reason. I was told, and I'm in it, and I'm working accordingly. In truth, the whole world is like that. Within reason is when a person criticizes his own reason and he knows how to aim it, like a scientist, let's say, who studies himself, understands, the psychologist of sorts, understands why does he act, why does he make decisions, and so on and so forth. He understands that if I will change my mind through various reasons, I will think differently. Meaning he works within reason, he changes reason. It's not above reason, it's within reason. And that's how he advances. These are smart people, wise people who love to study, who love to also work on themselves, change themselves. They have self-criticism. And there is also above reason. Above reason is when a person disqualifies his entire ego and the ability to change in a corporeal way. He must get a force from above that will give him the upper force, the upper nature, I'm sorry, and it would not just change him within his reason. We'll just open a We'll open a greater ego for him, turn him into a wise guy, as we say. We see nothing, but we seemingly grow wiser in our situation. All the scientists, all the psychologists, people that we consider, that we value in this world. They have certain intellect. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, they're called wise at night, to translate loosely. Wise guys, because there's no light, and they act as if they have certain kind of vision. So this is a wise guy, wise at night in the dark. And now when we try to sense a little bit, to taste, to know, this is spirituality. When it's not attained, it doesn't exist in our mind. And it's a very special thing. And nevertheless, it starts from the ego. We try to do such exercises, seemingly wish to come out of the ego. It's like the young birds that want to start flying, so they jump and jump until they start. That's how we come out into faith above reason. Okay? We must do something. Bulgaria. I need to respect these groups.
Good morning, Rav. My question is, it says that faith above reason is bestowal. What actually are we bestowing?
We bestow to the Creator all phases of our recognition of Him, that we know Him, we want to know Him. Who are you? Then we want to be like you. In truth, to be like you even before that recognition. But I don't have the strength, only the intention. So out of this intention, we begin to come close. Only if I want to resemble them, I begin to know them. And from that, it changes me, and I change. And these are the degrees of familiarity, and these are the same measures by which the upper light is working on me, and it gives me an opportunity, gives my desires an ability to use them in order to bestow, with the intention to bestow. That's what changes. So that's how I transfer from the intention to receive to the intention to bestow more and more of my desires. Under the intention to receive, to under the intention to bestow. That's the meaning of correcting, one by one, until I finish all corrections. That's as Rabash says, I receive from above the light of Hasadim, and gradually I'm integrated in the light of Chassadim, the light of Chokhmah, and that's how I transfer them, like the cake and the whiskey. I can't drink the whiskey, but I'm allowed to eat the cake. That's how you do it. Hence, faith above reason, the force of bestowal constantly grows, the reason constantly grows, because you are transferring your vessels of reception also into in order to bestow. By that, you identify more and more with the Creator, and that's the correction. This picture has to be clarified before us. We have to see it and how to be incorporated in it in advance.
Ken Bulgaria.
Yes, Bulgaria.
Dov.
Yes, спасибо, Раф.
Без жада. מי זה שם? ליד הקיר. אה, בבקשה. נו.
Yesterday I received a phone call from a brother from another mother that I hadn't talked to in 4 years. From the Missouri area. And when I was in Missouri, he was there. He's the voice behind some of the songs that we produced out of Missouri. But after talking to him, he expressed how before I left, life had caught up with him and he couldn't follow Kabbalah anymore. And now he's back with this excitement that we're all missing. And I wanted to share this because he did the right thing. He went to the EC, he re-signed in, he's following all the things that we would tell you to do anyway if you left and come back. The point of this is that how can I give this excitement to the tent, to the group here? Because somewhere in all this, there's something that's being seriously hidden from us, that our own ego is hiding. And this excitement possibly can help reveal what's missing, the one step that's hidden from us that's keeping us from taking the next step. How do we do this?
That's what we need to do in the group. We need to awaken the heart of the friends. Try to do in your group what you got from him. How he spoke, how he shared with you. That's how you need to work. Without it, none of us will awaken.
This is kind of why I brought this up, because on one hand, I really hate these guys. On the other hand, I know that my whole life is in their hands. I mean, let's face it, if it wasn't for the worldwide group, I would not be standing here now. After the neck surgery, the doctor said we didn't expect you to walk again, ever. But here I am. This is because of the group.
Yes. And it will become more and more apparent that we depend on the group. In the spiritual work, a person doesn't think of himself because he understands that only with increasing the force of the group, he advances in order to bestow to them and through them to the Creator. Okay, what are we doing next? What do you want to study? Excerpts, an article, study Ten Sfirot, Pticha. We have Matan Torah, I think. I can't hear you. Who's for? I don't think we need to do the excerpts. We spoke a lot about the topic. Who's for? Pticha. Who's for
Matan Torah?
Matan Torah, giving of the Torah. A little bit more, also not enough. What do you want? To finish Pticha, okay, what else? Zohar, come at night. Okay, let's finish Pticha. We have a lot of time. Maybe later we'll come back to the...